It's funny how this happens. Several times in the last week, I've had somebody bring up or ask me the question, is it actually something we should be doing, teaching young girls how to chart their cycles and know their fertile window when they're not preparing to get married? Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. At first, when I was asked this question and it was brought up, like I mentioned, a few times in the last few weeks, I was taken aback. I honestly was a little bit surprised that this is something that people are concerned about. And it came from several different avenues. And so it really made me realize that this is something that very desperately needs to be addressed. The first one was from priests that have been counseling mothers that girls shouldn't learn about cycle charting until they're actually engaged or getting married. Another time was from a client of mine. Her mom had told her this, that she really wasn't comfortable with her learning how to identify ovulation before she was going to get married and have babies. So I just wanted to discuss this head on today because this is something that I feel so passionate about. And I want to speak, first of all, from the eyewitness accounts of what I have seen from girls when they start charting their cycles as they're in their teenage years, as they're young adults that are not engaged, maybe aren't even dating yet. I have just seen it time and time again where women have such a deeper understanding of what is going on in their body, how to support their body, and how to move forward in their health issues because they're first of all being able to identify that they are actually health problems. A lot of times we gaslight ourselves. And what I mean by that is instead of addressing these health issues head on because they have to do with our cycles, because we've heard of a myriad of other girls in our circles that also had similar health issues. And we're just told, you know what, go on the hormonal birth control pill. And these girls may know enough to know, I don't think I should take the hormonal birth control pill, but they don't know enough to know that it's their body's way of communicating with them that something is wrong, something needs to be addressed and supported. And that is something worth pursuing regardless of your intention of how you are currently or going to be using your fertility. And so that's the first thing. It leads us to this sense of empowerment instead of a sense of a victim mentality, being a victim of our own body and our own hormonal swings. It empowers us to understand and to be able to seek real solutions. Also, and this is something that I think we oftentimes don't associate with this conundrum, if you will, is that a lot of times then when a girl who knows about her cycle, who knows about her body, she knows her body is good and beautiful and can be supported, she is not going to settle to be with a man that treats her body as any less than how the Lord made it. She knows through this cycle tracking and being able to dive deeper into her health that her body was made on purpose for a purpose. And if a man treats her like her body was not made for an amazing purpose, she is going to be able to detect that in a way that if you are ignorant of your body or were taking the hormonal birth control pill for medical reasons, you're left with this process of grieving that your body has let you down, that it has failed you, and maybe everything about it isn't good. And you're confused and you're floundering, and it's a lot harder to say what we demand and what we deserve when we feel this internal dilemma within our soul. So when you think about it that way, if a girl has unchecked hormonal acne and she goes to the doctor and the doctor puts her on the hormonal birth control pill, instead of helping her to identify what is going on in her cycles, teach her about her hormonal swings, teach her about the way that impacts with other things, give her tools and resources to be able to help support her body to decrease that hormonal acne and these other PMS things. When we empower them with that information, they're more likely to stay abstinent until marriage and to demand a higher level of care for their bodies and for their overall health. So I just want to start this conversation here. I think this is a conversation that's too important to just mention once or twice. And so this is truly why I now offer my fertility focused nutrition webinar that is really helping these girls understand what's going on with their health and their hormones and how they can really walk through those hormonal shifts by supporting their bodies through exercise, through nutrition, through being aware of the emotional swings that are going to happen throughout the cycle, because then we can really see when something is wrong and where we might need to go to really dive deeper into that. We no longer will take things like the hormonal birth control pill as the solution to the problem. And we're going to demand that others around us treat us with a greater respect, because we understand that our bodies are not just meant to be used. They're not just meant for things that to be a play toy. Our bodies are good and they are beautiful, and they are designed in such a way that it tells about our nature as women by looking at the female body and understanding the biology. My dear friend Jamie Rachi over at Hormone Genius, if you haven't listened to that podcast, I recommend you check it out. But Jamie Rachi calls this bioevangelization. It's as if when we learn about our biology, it evangelizes to us about how the Lord has made us and who He is. And I just want to leave you with that. There's so much that's so incredible about our female bodies. And if we're withholding that information, if we're not supporting our girls by giving them this as soon as they start cycling, we really are crippling a generation of women that could be bold protectors of their female bodies and advocates for their friends who don't have these amazing tools at their disposal. They can become evangelizers in their own community about how good their bodies are. If this resonates with you at all, I invite you to sign up for my email list. I offer my webinars pretty often throughout the year, but I would love to get one into your hands for you and your daughter or any girls in your community. I'm also happy to come in person to give this as a mother-daughter tea or an online event to stir up some interest, and then we can have an in-person event. I'm so passionate about getting this information into mothers' and daughters' hands that I am here to do anything I can to help promote this mission